Imagine a world where you could send money to anyone, anywhere, without a bank's permission or exorbitant fees. A world where your savings couldn't be devalued by government printing presses or seized during financial crises. This isn't science fiction. It's the promise of Bitcoin. Created by the mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto in the aftermath of the 2008 financial collapse, Bitcoin has evolved from an obscure internet experiment to a trillion-dollar asset class that's challenging our fundamental understanding of money itself. Bobby Li, who transformed from Stanford computer scientist to CEO of China's first Bitcoin exchange, has witnessed this revolution firsthand. While celebrity endorsements from Elon Musk and institutional adoption by companies like Tesla grab headlines, Bitcoin's true significance lies deeper. It represents the first genuine reimagining of money in centuries. Money has evolved alongside civilization. Mesopotamians used shekels 6,500 years ago, China pioneered paper currency during the Tang Dynasty, and the Bank of England established modern banking in 1694. America's founders were divided. Hamilton advocated for banking, while Jefferson warned banks were more dangerous than standing armies. In 1971, Nixon ended the dollar's gold standard, enabling unlimited money printing. Digital Currencies Foundation emerged in the early 1980s with David Chaum's work on cryptographic protection and anonymous transactions. His ideas inspired the cypherpunks, whose 1993 manifesto declared, "Privacy is necessary for an open society in the electronic age." Bitcoin emerged after the 2008 financial crisis, offering a payment system based on cryptographic proof rather than institutional trust. The first commercial Bitcoin transaction occurred on May 22, 2010, now Bitcoin Pizza Day, when Laszlo Hanyek paid 10,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas worth $41. Those Bitcoins would now be worth hundreds of millions, demonstrating Bitcoin's remarkable growth. Bitcoin's ecosystem rests on three fundamental pillars: mining, creation, wallets, storage, and exchanges, trading. Unlike traditional banking, these components operate without centralized control while maintaining security. Mining involves solving complex mathematical problems to verify transactions, which are permanently recorded on the blockchain. Successful miners receive newly minted Bitcoin, currently 6.25 Bitcoins approximately every 10 minutes. This reward halves roughly every 4 years, creating Bitcoin's deflationary nature. What began as a hobby has evolved into an industrial operation requiring specialized equipment and cheap electricity. Bitcoin wallets don't actually store bitcoins, but rather the private keys that grant access to your bitcoin on the blockchain. They come in two varieties: hot wallets, connected to the internet, convenient but less secure, and cold wallets, kept offline, more secure but less convenient. Hardware wallets like Trezor and Ledger balance security and usability effectively. Exchanges facilitate buying and selling Bitcoin, functioning as marketplaces rather than banks. Despite past security breaches like the Mt. Gox hack in 2014, the industry has matured significantly with robust security measures. Our banking system operates through what Li calls systemic benign neglect, gradually eroding your money's value. While economists consider 2-3% inflation healthy, it functions as a hidden tax that diminishes purchasing power. Banks impose numerous concealed costs, expensive wire transfers, ATM fees, deposit delays, and hidden currency conversion fees. They also track your banking activities, online behavior, social media, and shopping patterns to build detailed consumer profiles while presenting themselves as benevolent guardians of your assets. Modern money's value depends entirely on central banking authorities under political pressure. This vulnerability has caused major failures. Cyprus's 2013 seizure of large deposits, U.S. bank collapses during the Great Depression, the 2008 mortgage crisis, and Zimbabwe's hyperinflation. Despite being a loyal Wells Fargo customer for 25 years with substantial deposits, Lee had to provide advance notice and justify his spending when withdrawing $20,000 of his own money, demonstrating how little control we actually have over our money in traditional banking. Money represents the fruits of our labor and should be considered a natural right, providing freedom to use without institutional interference. Most people don't realize how constrained their financial freedom is. Lee's 7-question test reveals this. Can you access deposited funds immediately? Control money physically? Send money without third-party intervention? Withdraw any amount anytime? Avoid high fees? Maintain purchasing power? Use money without third parties? Any no answer proves you lack true monetary freedom. The bank-customer relationship mirrors parent-child dynamics where we must request permission to access our own money. While Americans defend religious freedoms and free expression, they overlook financial freedom. Bitcoin offers complete ownership without access fees or third-party oversight. Whether spending on poker or giving to strangers, Bitcoin enables transactions without middlemen. Transactions broadcast globally within seconds, with funds arriving in minutes, contrasting with fiat systems that restrict spending choices. True monetary freedom means having exclusive control over your money and engaging directly with others without intermediaries or permission. Money becomes like air, immediately available without interference. This natural state was previously impossible due to technological limitations, but Bitcoin now provides the means to establish this new way of doing business. On July 27, 2020, Bitcoin broke $11,000, surging $1,400 in under 12 hours. By early 2021, it had surpassed $40,000. These movements reveal two truths. Bitcoin is unpredictable, and you should ignore this unpredictability if you understand its fundamental value. Volatility describes price movements calculated from historical performance. Many fear it, conflating it with risk because it feels uncontrollable. Professional investors recognize this distinction and focus on long-term outlook rather than short-term fluctuations. For fundamentally sound assets like Bitcoin, price fluctuations should be accepted. Bitcoin requires commitment. It's an ultramarathon spanning decades, not a sprint. The term HODL embodies the philosophy of maintaining conviction through market turbulence. Bitcoin's price history demonstrates this volatility, reaching nearly $1,200 in 2013, dropping to $171 by 2015, skyrocketing to $20,089 in 2017, settling around $6,000 in 2018, and eventually surpassing $60,000 in 2021. This volatility isn't a flaw, but an asset finding its footing, with those maintaining conviction through these cycles earning extraordinary returns. Bitcoin offers a solution to financial exclusion affecting 1.7 billion unbanked adults worldwide. With 66% of these individuals owning mobile phones, digital banking is transforming access, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where mobile accounts have doubled while traditional banking remains stagnant. For the billion people relying on remittances, Bitcoin provides an alternative to traditional systems that charge 7 to 9% fees. Bitcoin transactions require only digital wallets, complete within minutes, protect personal data, and eliminate costly intermediaries. This helps reverse poverty cycles by allowing small businesses to avoid payment fees and access global markets. Bitcoin's security stems from its decentralization. There's no central system to attack. Thousands of observers monitor transactions, with miners verifying each before adding to the blockchain. As Bitcoin proves attack-resistant, its value increases, attracting more participants and strengthening security. The outlook is promising. Institutional investors increasingly recognize Bitcoin's superior returns. Countries are establishing cryptocurrency regulations, and Bitcoin's fundamental logic remains sound. The question isn't if Bitcoin will transform our financial world, but how quickly, and whether you'll participate in this historic wealth transfer or merely observe it.